retirement accounts. He says he's just in the early stages of making the case for them. A new CBS News New York Times survey, the latest to show a decline in approval for the idea, 43% backed the idea of retirement accounts, a drop of 6 points since November. Bush says the polls he's seen make clear that Americans are coming to agree with him that Social Security's problems are serious. In recent days, though, top Republicans have been voicing doubts about the chances for action this year on Bush's plan. Bush today also disputed suggestions the administration is letting up in the hunt for Osama bin Laden. At a ceremonial swearing-in for his new Homeland Security Secretary, Michael Chertoff, Bush said U.S. forces are keeping the pressure on the elusive al-Qaeda chief and, quote, keeping him in hiding. Bush said we're on a constant hunt. He spoke after a former top official reported that U.S. troops have been pulled off that hunt to help secure last month's elections in Iraq. Also, the head of the U.S. Central Command, Army General John Abizaid, said the military is better at attacking the al-Qaeda network than looking for one specific fugitive. And Pakistan's president recently declared bin Laden's trail has, quote, gone cold. At the Chertoff ceremony, Bush said Americans cannot afford to be complacent. Chertoff, the former top federal prosecutor and judge now in charge of the department created 2 years ago, in the most sweeping reorganization of the federal bureaucracy in a half century, Bush praised Chertoff as wise and tough, and he says terrorists he knows continue to pose a threat to the American people. Bush says as America adapts its homeland defenses, terrorists will adapt their tactics in response. The counter-terror chief in Spain says the militants behind last year's train bombings had planned a follow-up. The official says the militants planned a series of suicide attacks to follow the March 11th attack that killed 191. Officials had said that a suspect arrested in the investigation had research on New York City's Grand Central Terminal. This is Air America Radio News.
You've got to keep up.
There is a way to stay on top of your credit report instantly online. Get your free credit report at freecreditreport.com. Join the millions who have already logged on.
I go online, and in seconds, I get my credit report.
Staying on top of my credit helped me get the best deal on my refi.
Why wait when you can instantly see your credit report online, free?
Stay on top of your credit at freecreditreport.com.
For the best in truth-telling, independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read about an activist retirement home for radical seniors. See why statistics show that urban and suburban kids are equally likely to use drugs, fight, and steal. And read about two pranksters who publicly impersonate officials from the World Bank, McDonald's, and the Bush campaign. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zevix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zevix Tennis, Zevix Bowling, and Zevix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zevix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zevix board in one game. Zevix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. The first part of a famous quotation goes, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned." On the next Al Franken Show, veteran newsman Tom Fenton looks back on the glory days of overseas reporting and looks ahead toward this week's startling finale of The Bachelorette.
Seconds.
What the hell happened to TV news? Foreign Correspondence School with Tom Fenton, plus mystery guest Jim Norton. On the next, Franken.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. How you doing tonight? Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. You doing all right? Huh? It's getting weirder and weirder out there. Huh? The swearing in today of Michael Chertoff. It is Michael, isn't it? Michael Chertoff? Yeah. Swearing in of Michael Chertoff. We have some sound from that today. Associate Justice Sandra Day O'Connor editorializes as she is in the process of swearing this guy in. It's pretty weird, pretty creepy, pretty strange. But we have a lot for you on tap tonight. So stick around as long as you can stand it, all right? I got an email from Jackie. Wants me to let people know about an anti-Bush demo tomorrow in Westfield, New Jersey. At 10:40 a.m., that's tomorrow. It's Bush is going to be there. He's going to be speaking at the Armory on Rahway Avenue. He's having one of his little pseudo town hall meetings, Jackie writes. So she wants folks to be aware of this and check it out. Now, she sent me a link where you can get some information, but the link is either broken or doesn't quite it doesn't connect anything. So if you live in the New York, New Jersey area, I'm sure you're familiar with Westfield, and Bush will be at the Armory on Rahway Avenue, and she's asking for people to show up for protest this thug. A couple of quick items here. Is this stun gun week? Is this taser week, Kathy? Is this a week that kids get tasered? It's all over the news now. This one's from Jacksonville, Florida. The state attorney down there, Harry Shorstein, said that excessive force may have been used by thug Darth Vader cops. Well, he didn't say that. I'm saying that. Who used a stun gun on a 13-year-old girl who was being uncooperative after they took her into custody because something happened between her and her mother. I'm not sure what. This girl is 65 pounds. Now, is that lightweight for a 13-year-old? Is it? Okay. 65-pound girl was handcuffed in the back of a patrol car last month. And because she started to go berserk, she was shocked twice with a 50,000-volt taser. That's according to, Duval County Sheriff's Office report. Police departments in Florida nationwide have been criticized, and we've talked about on this program, for the use of these taser guns, which kill. They kill people, right? So here's a kid out of control, obviously, a 13-year-old, was having some kind of a hassle with her mother. What does it say here? The girl's mother told police she had called police because she was afraid the girl was going to run away, and she hoped to get medical attention for the girl. See, that's part of the problem right there. You have to call the police to get some medical or psychiatric attention for your kid now. 13-year-old girl and a mother. 13, that's a rough age for girls. 14 or 15 is when it starts to get real intense for the boys, right? I know, I've been through this. I've been through this, y'all. The state attorney in Florida said, I expressed my concern with the sheriff. They were generally defending the use of tasers, even against smaller children. State attorney says it's not the age, it's the size of the child and the fact that she was handcuffed. Mr. Shorstein said an assistant state attorney called the case to his attention and thought it was a questionable use of a taser. A questionable use? Not in Bush's America. It's an appropriate use. 65-pound 13-year-old kid? Electrocute the little creep. Why not? She was struggling. What happened was they put her in the back seat of the police car after police came to the apartment complex in Jacksonville where she lived. She was handcuffed, put in the patrol car. She managed to slide her cuffed arms to the front of her. They handcuffed her behind her back. And somehow she got her hands in front of her. And police said she refused to put her arms behind her back and began kicking and screaming. So an officer attempted to subdue the girl with a neck lock. Let me repeat that. An officer attempted to subdue the girl with a neck lock. A neck lock? 65-pound 13-year-old girl, and then it says, but he was unable to get control of her. So they used the taser on her once. She continued to fight. They zapped her again. And then according to the police report, then she complied and placed her arms behind her back. I would think so. Mm-hmm. I bet she did. Jesus, God Almighty. I don't know. I don't know. One of the deputies said the technique used on the girl, putting the taser directly against her body, was vastly different from the common shooting of barbs into someone. The deputy said, it's a localized application that doesn't seize the body. It only hurts the area where you put it. The deputy said, well, you know, we've got an internal police investigation going on about this, but it's not complete. And the reason I did this is because of the age and the size of the suspect. Just because she was small does not mean she was frail. 100 people, roughly, have died nationally since, in the past 5 years after being shocked with a taser. 13-year-old kid, 65-pound 13-year-old girl, got into a disagreement, argument, whatever, with the mother. Mother called police because, according to the mother, she thought the kid was going to run away and she wanted the girl to get medical attention. Lesson learned, huh, Mom? Jesus, God, it never stops, does it? Never stops. Now, as long as we're talking about that kind of pain, did you see this from New Scientist magazine? Oh, my God, the U.S. military is funding development of a weapon that delivers excruciating pain to the victim from up to 2 kilometers away? This device is intended for use against rioters. Change the word rioter to demonstrator. Now, pain researchers say they are furious that work aimed at controlling pain has been used to develop a weapon. And they fear that the technology will be used for torture. Well, let me put your minds to rest. To all you R&D people working on this, in the field of pain measurement and how to ease pain, controlling pain, you don't have to worry. You really don't. Our attorney general now, Alberto Gonzalez, he would never allow something like this to be used for torture. He said so. Our Department of Homeland Security chief, Michael Chertoff, he would never use something like this against detainees who were snatched by the Department of Homeland Security. He said he wouldn't. You know, these people, okay, I know. They wrote memos on torture. They explain how to deliver torture. But do you really think that Michael Chertoff and Alberto Gonzalez are going to use torture, use this new weapon? Huh? You think so? A consultant in pain medicine in the UK said, I am deeply concerned about the ethical aspects of this research, even if the use of temporary severe pain can be justified as a restraining measure, which I do not believe it can. The long-term physical and psychological effects are unknown. Now, how do we find out about this? Well, through the Freedom of Information Act that the Republicans want to destroy. They want to get rid of it. Through the Freedom of Information Act, a group called the Sunshine Project, that's an organization based in, oh my God, Texas, and in Hamburg, Germany, they exposed biological weapons research and they found out about this. We live in fascistan. You know that, don't you? We live in a fascist society, and the screws are being tightened. What the hell are we going to look like at the end of Bush's second term? What is this country going to look at? Think about that for a second. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Now, during the break, Mike in St. Paul sent me an article here from WCCO television there. From their website, WCCO.com, about a 15-year-old girl who was tasered in a high school there today at Roseville Area High School. It says the officer used the taser on Tuesday, yesterday, to stun and quiet a 15-year-old girl who a school district spokeswoman said had become very aggressive with the officer. Isn't it true that I don't know the circumstances of either one of these stories. Maybe these were just little hellion girls. One's 13, one's 15. They both get tasered. They both get stunned into submission. Is this the only way that cops know how to deal with out-of-control teenage girls? Is this it? Maybe they should talk to people who deal with autistic teenagers or teenagers that have neurological disorders that make them go into some of these frenzies. Special ed teachers, for example, do they carry a taser around with them? Do they carry something to jam 50,000 volts into a teenager's body? I mean, I don't know. Is that the way it's done now? Doesn't this kind of just dovetail with the story about the maximum pain being the aim of this new weapon being developed by the United States of America? Through a Freedom of Information Act filed by the Sunshine Project, which is an organization based in Texas and in Hamburg, Germany, and its function is to expose biological weapons research, they discovered this thing. There's a contract between the Office of Naval Research and the University of Florida in Gainesville. University of Florida. Dear God. And a research paper there is titled Sensory Consequences of Electromagnetic Pulses Emitted by Laser-Induced Plasmas. It concerns the so-called, what they call them, PEPs, P-E-Ps, pulsed energy projectiles, which fire a laser pulse that generates a burst of expanding plasma when it hits something solid like a human body. This thing produces pain and temporary paralysis in tests on animals. Jesus. A new study will be carried out, research will be carried out at the University of Central Florida in Orlando, which aims to optimize the effect of pain and temporary paralysis. The scientists who heard about this are incensed. They're just freaked out. One, John Wood of University College in London, an expert in how the brain perceives pain, said the researchers involved in this project should face censure. He says this could be used for torture. The researchers must be aware of this. The contract to these two universities from the U.S. government, it says they're heavily censored before release, asked researchers to look for, quote, optimal pulse parameters to evoke peak nociceptor activation. In other words, cause the maximum pain possible. And it says studies on cells grown in the lab will identify how much pain can be inflicted on someone before causing death. Oh, man, but we don't have to worry about this being used for torture because the new Attorney General of the United States of America, Alberto Gonzalez, assured the Senate Judiciary Committee that torture is off the table. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And the new Director of the Department of Homeland Security has also assured the United States Senate that torture is not something he would be involved in. Let me tell you something. The Department of Homeland Security is no more about Homeland Security than I am or you are. It is about turning the United States into a total lockdown police state. How soon before we get out of here, Truth Seeker? Huh? How soon? You know that. We've got some sound for you tonight about Chertoff being sworn in, and then a couple of articles that popped up here about how Bush, who is always talking out of both sides of his mouth, he talks about protecting the homeland, and he's gutting the budget for Homeland Security, just destroying it. Now, it means one of two things. Either the whole thing about Homeland Security is a sham, or they want another attack of some sort on this country, or third possibility is what I said. Department of Homeland Security is a straw man. It doesn't mean a damn thing. What this Department of Homeland Security is about is turning this country into a police state. And man, are they getting close. They are getting close. Right, Lee? Isn't that right, Lee? Hey, look who stopped in. It's Lee Greenwood. Hey, Lee, how you doing? Sing for us there, baby.
Every American heart.
Yeah!
Time we stand and stand.
Yeah, stand up, amen. Hey, hey, hey.
That I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, I'm proud to be an American. I'll taser your ass. Come on, boy.
And I won't forget the men who...
Yeah! Don't forget the men who died so I can make these weapons of pain. Yeah!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. 4200.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-571-9924. 1-888-571-9924. That's 1-888-571-9924 for Right Size Smoothies.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
For kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Looking for the latest in spring fashion? Look for what's next now at Kohl's. The hottest trend? Think feminine. Flirty tops wrapped or ribbon trimmed. Think pearls and pastels. Think Kohl's for mouth-watering color. Caramel, peach, berry sorbet. Think Kohl's for the must-haves. The news, the nows, the wows. It's fashion from Apartment 9, Daisy Fuentes and 9 & Company. Cosmetics from American Beauty and Flirt. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Are you tired of working for someone else? How would you like to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month or more? Let Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year nominee and author Bruce A. Berman show you how. Bruce has achieved the pinnacle of success, and now he's ready to share his secrets in his free book and CD, available now by logging on to 6freekit.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Murphy. Bruce Berman's book and CDs gave me the confidence and insight I needed to get started in my own business. Now I have more time, and now I'm making more money than I ever dreamed of.
Hello, I'm Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, I will give you my book, I Got Here, You Can Too, and my Making Money CD for free. That's a $100 value. This exclusive offer is available for a limited time only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's number 6freekit.com. That's number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper, because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online, and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now, 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site, 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. There's a big difference between the right and left. Conservatives go from fear to anger to control. Liberals go from fear to anger to guilt to acceptance to tolerance. Maybe that's one of the reasons we can't win a national race. Michael Tomasky from the American Prospect will join us with some ideas on how to fix it. Plus, Rapture Watch on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Each road that I walk down reminds me of you. This whole town is haunted.
26 before the hour. Let's go to what happened today, the official swearing in of Michael Chertoff of Secretary of Homeland Security. Well, let's do the sound clips first. We have three of them here, one from Sandra Day O'Connor, one from Bunny Pants, and one from Chertoff himself. And then we'll talk a little bit about this Homeland Security deal, because as you have probably figured out by now, Department of Homeland Security has nothing to do with securing the United States. That's not what it's about. What the Department of Homeland Security is about is the same thing that the SS was about for Hitler. Now, I know that Senator Byrd got into trouble today. The right-wingers are all over him like white on rice because he made a comparison between the Republicans and Nazis. Oh, yawn. Yawn, okay? Like, oh, he did? Oh, gee. Are all the television talk guys getting their bowels in an uproar about Rush Limbaugh for the past 12 years referring to women as feminazis? I don't think so. Who has more effect on the American conversation, Senator Byrd or the pig man, Rush Limbaugh? So I don't even want to hear it. Don't even want to talk about that. But what the Department of Homeland Security is about is turning this country into a police state. What better man to do it than Michael Chertoff, whose name in Russian means from the devil? So here we are, Associate Justice Sandra Day O'Connor at the official swearing-in ceremony of Chertoff as Secretary of Homeland Security. I didn't know that the justices were permitted, allowed, expected to make little editorial comments about the people they were swearing in. But here's O'Connor.
Mr. President, I am grateful to you for affording me the...
No, let's stop right there. Hold on a second. We got the wrong one. That's Chertoff. Let's see if we can get Sandra Day O'Connor. Here we are.
Mike Chertoff knows...
No, that's not Sandra Day O'Connor. Let's see if we can get Sandra Day O'Connor here and what she had to say. Want to try it again? Okay, here we go.
Mike Chertoff knows...
No, okay. I guess we can't... Can we get it there, Kathy? Okay, well, let's hear what Bunny Pants had to say. Here's what Sandra Day O'Connor said. She said, "We are really fortunate that this remarkable man is willing to take on one of the toughest jobs in our nation. Secretary Chertoff is a star. As a citizen, I am grateful that Secretary Chertoff said yes. Congratulations, and more importantly, good luck." Now, does that happen? I don't know. I don't think I've ever paid any attention to what a justice of the Supreme Court says during one of these swearing-in ceremonies. Let's see if we can get it in her words. Go ahead, try it again.
"We are really fortunate that this remarkable man is willing to take on one of the toughest jobs in our nation. Secretary Chertoff is a star. As a citizen, I am grateful that Secretary Chertoff said yes. Congratulations, and more importantly, good luck."
He's a star. Now, what happens if Secretary Chertoff, Mr. Star, develops a case that winds up before a Supreme Court justice named Sandra Day O'Connor? Does she recuse herself, or does she do what Antonin Scalia does, Fat Tony, and say, "Now what? So I went duck hunting with the vice president. So what? So what's up with that? Huh? You think I can't go duck hunting?" She called Chertoff a star? No, Jennifer Aniston is a star. Michael Chertoff is someone, Mrs. Sandra Day O'Connor, who believes that torture is an acceptable response when people are picked up in sweeps across the country. He's not a star, lady. He's a thug. He's a Nazi. N-A-Z-I. Nazi. So what did Bunny Pants say after the swearing in? After thanking Chertoff, the star, for agreeing to pick up Mr. Cherik's leaving and become Bush's second choice for Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. Bush then goes on to talk about our many successes in protecting the homeland from further attacks, like from Bin Forgotten. Funny, I thought the goal was to capture Bin Laden. Did I miss a memo?
Mike Chertoff knows we cannot afford to become complacent. He understands that as we adapt our defenses to terrorists, we'll adapt their tactics in response. He understands they continue to pose a grave threat to the American people. Recently, we learned that Osama bin Laden has urged the terrorist Zarqawi to form a group to conduct attacks outside Iraq, including here in the United States. We're on a constant hunt for bin Laden. We're keeping the pressure on him, keeping him in hiding.
Oh, you're keeping him in hiding? Oh, okay, well, that's real good. You freaking moron? That's really good, huh? Mike Chertoff knows we cannot afford to become complacent, Bush says. Uh-huh. Well, if that's the case, President Moron, why did you cut millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from the budget for programs designed for Homeland Security, designed for nothing other than Homeland Security? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I hate them for their hypocrisy. Every day, every day. Today it was the swearing in of Chertoff. Every single day, Bush or one of these Nazis stands up there and says something that not only is patently untrue, but it's patently untrue because they made it patently untrue. So now Chertoff, Mr. Star. Try not to gag as you listen to the brown nosing here. But the part that really slays me is how he talks about how safe America is today. Oh, really? Are we safe? Oh. And all Bush has done is siphon money that should have gone to real Homeland Security and send it to fund his aggressive oil wars in the Middle East. Do you know how easy it would be to cross our borders with a bomb or anthrax? Real anthrax, not that fake crap that Colin Powell waved around the Security Council. Here's Chertoff.
Mr. President, I am grateful to you for affording me the privilege of working under your leadership to protect and safeguard our nation. As you have so powerfully described, since September 11th, the job of defending the homeland has become the challenge and the calling of our generation. Under your steadfast and determined guidance, our country has risen to meet the threat of the age of terror. We have responded in a unified, strategic, and comprehensive manner. And as a result, America today is safer, stronger, and more secure.
No. America today is a ticking time bomb. Especially since Bush has been a stammering, staggering recruiting poster for Al-Qaeda. What are you talking about? Who are you people addressing when you do this, when you say these things? When you say America is safer? Last year, the Congress signed, the Congress passed legislation, Bush signed it, that called for 2,000 new Border Patrol agents. In the budget that's going to pay for it, there's money for 200. That he's cut it. That's what he's cut it down to. The COPS program, Community-Oriented Policing Services, you know, so they can taser 13-year-olds. The idea was to put more officers on the street and give them things like bulletproof vests. Bush has gutted the funding. It was $500 million last year. He wants to take it down to $22 million. From $500 million down to $22 million. That's the end of the COPS program. Homeland Security, my backside. amount of money needed for basic security upgrades for subway and commuter trains in large cities? $6 billion. That's how much we need. That's roughly 20 days of Bush's war in Iraq. How much are we going to give to that? $100 million, the Iraq equivalent of 8 hours. How about the airport device, the machines that needed to screen baggage for explosives? We need $3 billion. How much is going to it? $400 million. You feel safe flying? The amount needed to buy radiation portals for U.S. ports to detect dirty bombs in cargo, $290 million. How much is Bush appropriated? $43 million. Amount needed to help local firefighters prepare for terrorist attacks. How much is needed? $36 billion. What does Bush allocate? Half a billion. Half of $1 billion. Amount needed to get local emergency crews ready for a terrorist attack? $1.4 billion. What is Bush the target? $50 million. And it goes on and on. These hypocritical thugs. Homeland Security, the department, is not about Homeland Security. It is about turning the country into a police state.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Beginning, there was dirt, water, and air. And it was good. Once, Planet Jack.
Surf Rider wins the NOAA Award for 2005. NOAA stands for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The award recognizes organizations who have shown dedication or made outstanding contribution towards helping the nation maintain healthy coastal and ocean resources.
That's Michelle Kramer, Executive Director for the Surf Rider Foundation.
We're quite honored to have received this prestigious award. It really is the result of the support of our members and our chapter activists and staff.
The award was for Best NGO, Non-Governmental Organization. Surfrider has 60 chapters across the U.S.
We also have 4 international affiliates in Europe, Brazil, Australia, and Japan.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Labor leaders meeting here in Las Vegas like AFSCME's Gerald McEntee say that workers are under attack as never before.
These are the darkest days that at least I have ever seen for American workers.
As the Labor Federation's Executive Council leaders hold spirited, even raucous Las Vegas closed-door sessions to resolve reform issues, labor leaders like CWA's Larry Cohen warn against undercutting the Federation's power by cutting its budget in half, as some unions want to do.
That proposal can't be implemented. You cripple the Federation. And I'll be blunt. There's no point beating around the bush.
AFL-CIO Organizing Director Stuart Acuff says a couple of things are crucial for the labor movement.
Two things are critical. One is building the capacity of unions to organize, and two, restoring democracy in the workplace.
AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says some of the reform measures on the table will be approved before the labor leaders leave Las Vegas, but others will be left for the July convention in Chicago. Support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Don't want no secret agent. 10 before the hour. It's really starting to sink in, isn't it? Most of the people who listen to programs on this network, or not, people who are progressive, people who understand the truth behind these hideous lies of the Bush crime family, have known this for some time, that not only were the attacks on this country avoidable, they could have been defended against. But they were not, for very specific reasons. And the reasons were the Bush crime family wanted an attack. I don't think they realized how severe it was going to be. I don't think they realized 3,000 people were going to die. But they wanted something that they could use to slam the USA Patriot Act into effect, to create the biggest bureaucracy in the history of this republic, Department of Homeland Security, so they could absolutely gut and destroy the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, and on and on and on. And as Bush so infamously said, he hit the trifecta. He got it all. He got everything he and these PNAC crazed neocons wanted. Now, how to implement everything? Well, going back to Joseph Goebbels, just keep the indigenous population stirred up about hideous threats. Hell, just look at Orwell. That's all. Just go back and read 1984. The Department of Homeland Security is about assisting the Attorney General in turning the United States into a police state. What did I read today? 1,600 immigrants, not illegal immigrants, immigrants who are in this country legally applying for a residency status, have very quietly been forced by the Immigration and Naturalization Service, which is now part of the Department of Homeland Security, to wear electronic ankle bracelets to monitor. It's an experiment to monitor them. All this is done while our media regales us with tales about the Michael Jackson trial. It is so painful to me. It is excruciatingly painful to me, probably to you too, to see this country with all of its flaws, all of the false starts we had at the beginning, all the efforts that we have made over 230-some years to try to do away with injustice and unfairness, to see it all come crashing down. This is painful, isn't it? Isn't this painful to watch a gang of thugs who have no business being in power to begin with? Because in both instances that their leader was elected, it was theft. It wasn't an election at all. But to watch it being taken apart like this? Jesus, what are we supposed to do? Somebody tell me. You know, I get emailed, well, what are we supposed to do, Mike? I don't have a clue. But slowly, piece by piece, turning this country into a religio-fascist police state, and these lip-smacking fake Christians, and these hand-rubbing neo-Nazi politicians like Tom DeLay and Bill Frist and Dick Cheney, absolutely destroying the foundations of this country. As flawed as they were to begin with, we acknowledge that. We acknowledge the flaws. Over the years, we tried to rectify those flaws, for the most part. No, we never got around to reparations to the red man or the black man. No, we never got around to so much. But we've tried. And now to watch this gang of sick neo-Nazis taking it apart, brick by brick, plank by plank, deconstructing the United States of America. And when you, you know, if you want to get into that aspect of the war dead, people who have fought thinking they were fighting for this country's freedom, people who fought to keep this country unified, people who fought to put down totalitarianism, whether it was of the left or the right, all those dead bodies. When you think about the 1,500 dead Americans who are dead, whose deaths are neither justifiable nor just. And then you take a look at this gang and what they're doing, what they do every single day, further deconstruct and demolish the United States. I just wonder, I wonder how much longer you and I will accept it. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Congress may not be prepared to hold an honest debate on when and how the U.S. should exit the Iraq imbroglio, but the town meetings of rural Vermont are not so constrained. Declaring that the war is a local issue, citizens across that state this week backed resolutions calling on President Bush and Congress to take steps to withdraw American troops from Iraq. They also called on the state legislature to investigate the use and the abuse of the Vermont National Guard in that conflict. Spearheaded by the Vermont Network on Iraq War Resolutions, the campaign to get measures on town meeting agendas succeeded in 53 communities. One-fifth of Vermont's 251 towns weighed in on the issue, and they were heard. U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy said the campaign had prompted the kind of constructive debate that should be happening not only in Washington, but in every community in the country. For more on Vermont's anti-war revolt, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols of The Nation magazine for Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate, thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Slow care for soldiers. American soldiers wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan say the medical care they've received has generally been first rate, but they're faulting the military bureaucracy for problems with follow-up care and reimbursement. Naval Petty Officer Anthony Cuomo, a New York City fireman and 9/11 survivor, says he hasn't been able to get needed surgery on a shoulder injury that he got in Iraq because he is a reservist. He told the House Military Personnel Subcommittee, "I would just like to see the scarlet letter R removed from my chest." Chief Warrant Officer James Keaton of the Arkansas National Guard told the committee that when he and other wounded returned to the U.S. from a military hospital in Germany, a chaplain went man by man asking who was active duty and who was reserve. He says the chaplain only gave care to the needs of the active duty soldiers. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan today talking up the notion of tax reform. He's addressing such ideas as a consumption tax or a national sales tax, which he says could spur greater economic growth. Those comments in prepared remarks to the President's Advisory Panel on Federal Tax Reform in Washington today. Simplifying the complex tax code is a stated goal of George Bush. Greenspan discusses the merits of a consumption tax as well as the challenges of setting up such a tax. Consumption taxes can take the form of national retail sales taxes or a value-added tax. That would be tied to the increased value of goods or services at each stage of production and distribution, but ultimately passed on to the American consumer. Oil prices today soaring back above $54 a barrel. Traders pushing crude to new four-month highs on concern of tight supplies around the world as demand grows and the dollar remains weak against other currencies. Oil prices today roughly 45% higher than a year ago. The White House says there is another worrying sign about Iran. They're talking about word from a UN nuclear agency that Iran is building tunnels to shield its nuclear facilities. Diplomats in Vienna, where the agency is headquartered, report that those tunnels would protect key elements of Iran's nuclear program from air attacks by America or Israel. Press Secretary Scott McClellan says the report raises fresh concerns about Iran's behavior and intentions. The White House accuses Iran of secretly trying to build a bomb. A cancer patient selling an American flag pulled from the Pentagon after 9/11 to raise money for his family in case he doesn't survive. David Nicholson putting the flag up on eBay starting tomorrow. He's undergoing chemotherapy for kidney cancer. He says he hopes the auction yields enough money to take care of his family if he doesn't recover. He says he's got to do what he's got to do. This is Air America Radio News.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Looking for the latest in spring fashion? Look for what's next now at Kohl's. The hottest trend? Think feminine. Flirty tops wrapped or ribbon trim. Think pearls and pastels. Think Kohl's for mouthwatering color. Caramel, peach, berry sorbet. Think Kohl's for the must-haves. The news, the nows, the wows. It's fashion from Apartment 9, Daisy Fuentes and 9 & Company. Cosmetics from American Beauty and Flirt. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zabbix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zabbix Tennis, Zabbix Bowling, and Zabbix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zabbix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zabbix port in one game. Zabbix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is filmmaker Jonathan Demme. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. You know, I was just thinking during the break about how the country truly. I mean, let's be real here. We can pretend that it's still that we are not drifting towards fascism, that we're not already one foot into that barrel. But if we're really honest, I mean, my God, if you just take a look at what has happened in the country in the past 4 years, how can you come to a conclusion other than that we are becoming fascist? And if you want to be a purist about it, I guess you can say a corporatist state, the way Mussolini insisted, except A corporatist state, and to my knowledge, I the only time I've ever heard that term used is when Mussolini used it, or I didn't hear it, I read it. But a corporatist state doesn't seek to expand, it doesn't seek empire. It just runs the country that it controls, the United States. So we have a combination here. We have certifiably insane people running the country, running the country's foreign policy, taking in advice on where to start wars from a group of neocons outside the government who are responsible to no one that we're aware of. We have a media that's totally failed. Now, Jennifer, who listens to this program in Australia, emailed in and said, is it possible that America is currently in the process of becoming, excuse me, what we have actually been all along? Jennifer's an American living down there for a while. She writes, is it possible that we are becoming, here in America, what we have actually been all along? Is it possible that we, the progressives, are the anomaly? and that we have just been slowing down the inevitable. Maybe we don't belong. No, can't be. Could it? Jennifer writes, how many times have I said on this, not this program, but programs I've done over the past 4 or 5 years, watching this happen over the past 5 or 6 years, that from my reading of American history, and yours too, fairly contemporary American history, fascism has never been that deep below the surface in this country. Just think back to the run-up to World War II. Think of people like Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh. Father Coughlin, think of the German-American Bund. I hate to pick on the Germans, but they were the ones that had the most active fascism. I realize Franco did, and so did Mussolini, and arguably so did the Japanese. But fascism in America has never been that far below the surface. So, maybe Jennifer is right. Maybe we are the anomaly. Could that be? Heston in Los Angeles writes in, I do not begrudge a failed nation from descending into fascism, theocracy, and authoritarianism. A failed nation. What I can't understand is how can the populace of the richest, most powerful, and freest nation in the world willfully hand itself over to chaos? I can see, Heston writes, how Germany fell to the Nazis after 20 years of degradation following a devastating war. I can see why Russia would go communist after centuries of misguided Tsarist oppression. And I can see why Iran would lash out at a repressive monarchy installed by this country after its democratically elected government was forced out by the CIA in 1953. But how the hell, Heston writes, can this ignorant, ungrateful citizenry slowly do itself in like this? What is wrong with us? And Heston writes, I think it's time for Americans to understand that the world doesn't react negatively to this country because of the way we live or our wealth, but because when you get down to it, they see us as the most ungrateful of all peoples. We are literally given the best chance to prosper in this world, considering where we live, yet choose to throw it away to the shock and disgust of those who will never know what it means to enjoy what we have. Yeah, I don't understand it either. Why a country would willfully descend into fascism? Have we become that ignorant politically that we don't understand? Is it a very slow incremental process, like the frog in the boiling water analogy? When does the American public wake up? Now, working in tandem with this, of course, is this religious psychopathy that has swept the country, this religious fundamentalism that happens to be a Protestant Christianity, fake to the core, but based on fear, based on this insane rapture nonsense. Jesus, what? I mean, I can't. I saw another one of these huge SUVs again today. In case of rapture, warning, in case of rapture, this vehicle will be unmanned. Why don't you people go someplace in the desert and commit mass suicide and get it over with? Really? Please, the rest of us would be so much better off. The real believers in a loving form of Christianity, the atheists, the Jews, the Catholics, the Muslims, who are not also fundamentally nuts, the people who just want to live their lives would be so much better off if you right-wing political religio-Nazi freaks would just go ahead, rapture out of here, and give God a hand, you know? Put the barrel in your mouth and pull the trigger. Get it over with. Just leave us alone. Can you do that? You religious freaks and these political right-wing freaks, what is it, though? I mean, anybody insane enough, as leadership in this country is today, both political and religious, anyone insane enough will attempt to, they'll try to see what they can get away with. And if there's not a check and balance, if there's not some way of stopping it, whether it's the ballot box or the firing squad, if there's not a way to stop it, the people collecting power, whether it's military or political or religious, will continue to collect power until someone says no. No, you can't have any more. But in this country, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're just letting it happen. You know, the Democrats in the Senate and the House have been totally frozen out of the government, of the process of self-government. There is nothing that the Democratic Party, in its elected representation in the House and the Senate, is consulted about. Nothing. There will not be a single law or amendment to a law permitted if it has been written by a Democrat. The rules are being changed. The filibuster rule, a rule that's been around for, 160 years? The attempt now is to destroy it. And it seems like, other than a few wild-eyed progressives who listen to Air America, nobody's paying any attention. It's okay. It's cool. You have news anchors now like Brian Williams and Wolf Blitzer and Judy Woodruff who are assisting in the slide into fascism. They're assisting. They're helping it happen. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't understand. As Jennifer said, maybe you and I, Truth Seeker, are the anomaly. Maybe that is the case. Maybe that is the case. Fascism has always been just below the surface in this country. Maybe all it took was a little bit of a little more tip to the right. Because if you listen to some of the rhetoric coming out now from politicians who are holding, you know, elected representatives who are holding these rallies with their constituents around the country, the things that are being said about liberals, the things that are being said about progressives, the things that are being said, it's almost like a demand for an end to liberalism, an end to the Democratic Party, an end to representative government in the truest sense. I don't know. It has me concerned. I hate to see it happen. I really do. And I'm not trying to make it sound passive, because I'm not just an observer. I, by God, live here. I just hate to see it happen. I do. A willful willingness to participate in turning this country into a fascist, totalitarian police state. Unbelievable.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
The ability to remotely access your Office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you tired of working for someone else? How would you like to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month or more? Let Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year nominee and author Bruce A. Berman show you how. Bruce has achieved the pinnacle of success, and now he's ready to share his secrets in his free book and CD, available now by logging on to 6freekit.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Murphy. Bruce Berman's book and CDs gave me the confidence and insight I needed to get started in my own business. Now I have more time, and now I'm making more money than I ever dreamed of.
Hello, I'm Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, I will give you my book, I Got Here, You Can Too, and my Making Money CD for free. That's a $100 value. This exclusive offer is available for a limited time only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's number 6freekit.com. That's number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, 1,502 American men and women have now been murdered by George W. Bush in Iraq. In addition, approximately 12, 15, 20, 30, nobody knows, 1,000 Americans have been wounded. In addition, at least 20,000 civilians, Iraqi civilians, have been murdered since the invasion, and as many as 100,000 Iraqi civilian deaths can be attributed to Bush's act of terror. This is where we are. Military Families Speak Out had a statement. As a suicide bomb in Hilla, Iraq, takes the lives of over 100 Iraqis and an average of 2 U.S. soldiers are killed each day, we are on the eve of 2 tragic milestones, the 1,500th troop death in Iraq and March 19, 2005, the second anniversary of a war that should never have happened. Military Families Speak Out honors all who have fallen, U.S. servicemen and women, the Iraqi men, women, and children who have all died in a war that is neither just nor justifiable. Despite all the banner days that were supposed to mark turning points in this war, the violence continues and escalates. The U.S. occupation of Iraq continues to be the problem, not the solution. Military Families Speak Out, an organization of over 2,000 military families, including those with loved ones who are serving in Iraq, who have died as a result of the war in Iraq, and who are newly deploying or redeploying to Iraq, urges politicians on the local, state, and national level to call for the return of all our troops to their home duty stations, for troops to be taken care of when they get home, and for an end to the policies that allowed this reckless military misadventure to happen. Honor the fallen by ending this war. Now, I'm sure most of you have their website, MFSO, as in military families speak out, MFSO.org, MFSO.org. 1,502. How many dead Americans were there when Bush pranced around the deck of the aircraft carrier, all dressed up in drag? How many were dead then when he said, "Major combat operations are over, mission accomplished"? How many were dead then? 150? 200? If it was one, it was too many. But when he danced around the flight deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln on May 1st, 2003, how many were dead then? And it continues. How many more? What's it going to get up to? 1,502 now. What's it going to be by tomorrow? 1,505? What's it going to be at the end of the summer? Summer's coming, when we all take our vacations in August. How many Americans are going to die? 10? 30? 150? How many are going to die in July? Is that your birthday month? Were you born in July? I was born in July, so was my seven-month-old daughter. So when we celebrate our birthdays this July, how many American soldiers are going to be shot dead or blown to pieces in Iraq for George W. Bush? How many Iraqi civilians are going to die? How about June? That's graduation month and bride month, right? Bride and groom month. June! Hey, let's have a June wedding. How many Americans and Iraqis are going to die in June? How about May? That's when all the flowers bloom, right? April showers bring May flowers. How many Americans are going to die in May? How about April? How about March? That's where we are now. How many Americans are going to die? How many more families are going to contribute a son or a daughter or a husband or a brother, a sister or an uncle to George Bush, this murderous, murderous man that sits in the White House? Why are we in Iraq? Why are we there? Every single rationale for the war has proved to be a lie. It's horrifying. In Elko, Nevada, for the annual Lincoln Day dinner, Representative Jim Gibbons, a Republican, of course, from Nevada, whipped up his followers with a fiery speech, during which he passionately proclaimed his heartfelt support for troops waging a war on terrorism in Iraq. And he voiced blistering contempt for the celebrities who are giving aid and comfort to the enemy. You want to hear some more of this? Right after the break. This is Air America.
They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon? On this endless killing spree. How many kids can you kill and send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV? Whatever happens.
What? Boy, we're going to street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
This month, Mother Jones Magazine hands out diddly awards to members of Congress whose bizarre vigilance on terrorism doesn't exactly inspire confidence. Take Pennsylvania Rep. Kurt Weldon. He claimed to have single-handedly exposed an Iranian plot to nuke New Hampshire. He couldn't back up his claim, and he was blown off by the CIA. Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning insisted on having two police officers guard him every time he traveled in the state, worried that Al-Qaeda was waiting for him in rural Kentucky. And Florida's Catherine Harris howled to reporters about a man of Middle Eastern heritage who was plotting to blow up the power grid in an Indiana town. But her story fell apart under scrutiny. Could it be that our fearless representatives were more interested in public hype than public safety? We all want vigilant public servants, but when it comes to real protection, these publicity hounds don't do diddly. With the Diddly Awards, this has been a Mother Jones Minute.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Sport in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Unfiltered.
I think that this story about Bin Laden and Zarqawi basically becoming a tag team is just crazy to me. I mean, how is it that we can't find Osama Bin Laden and we can't find Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who's like the top terrorist guy in Iraq, right? How is it that we can't find either of these guys, but they can find each other? How do they know how to get in touch with each other if we don't know how to find either one of them?
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So I just want to go back to this Elko, Nevada Republicans, their party last Friday night, the annual Lincoln Day dinner. Was it last Friday? I think it was last Friday. And this neo-Nazi Jim Gibbons, Republican from Nevada, representative there, where he gave a little speech where he passionately proclaimed his heartfelt support for troops who are waging the war on terrorism in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, this guy obviously is a total half-wit. The war in Afghanistan and Iraq is producing terrorists, not eliminating them. Never mind. There's no point in saying that on this program. Anyway, Gibbons, in the course of his speech, and I have a kicker to this, so hold on. Gibbons said he was dedicating his remarks to the, quote, brave young men and women who are serving on the front lines in what he termed World War III. He said, "We do so tonight, I believe, with the thoughts and prayers for the soldiers who are defending freedom around the world. Let's keep ourselves aware that this is a country at war today." End quote. Now, according to the report in the Elko newspaper, the Elko Nevada Daily Free Press, the Republican faithful listened intently while Gibbons spoke about the war in Iraq. Long applause erupted when Gibbons said, "Tonight I say we should support our President of the United States military in their efforts to defend freedom around the world." Gibbons said the dinner was also a celebration of President Abraham Lincoln and that Lincoln's philosophy had stood the test of history and applied in today's troubled times. He said Lincoln understood better than most that unity and solidarity, quote, best comes from dogged adherence to the Constitution and defense of liberty, end quote. Gibbons then segued into an attack on liberals, who he said were trying to divide the unity of the country in a time of war. He wondered what Lincoln's feelings would be at this juncture in American history. He said, "How would he feel? What would he be thinking about? All of the dissension, all the division that the liberals and a few others, including some of our movie stars and songmakers, are trying to divide this country over its efforts to establish freedom and liberty in countries around the world." And then Gibbon answered his own thoughts on the issue when he said, "We are here tonight because men and women of the United States military have given their lives for our freedom. We're here tonight not because of Rosie O'Donnell, Martin Sheen, George Clooney, Jane Fonda, or Phil Donahue. They never sacrificed their lives for us or for liberty." Gibbons went on to say it was not movie stars, but soldiers and sailors that defended freedom in the deserts of Iraq, the jungles of Vietnam, the sands of Iwo Jima, and the beaches of Normandy. Gibbons went on to another burst of applause, and he said, "I say we tell those liberal tree-hugging, Birkenstock-wearing, hippie, tie-dyed liberals to go make their movies and their music and whine somewhere else." He said that if these hippies lived in Iraq or Afghanistan, ironically, they would be put to death at the hands of Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden. And then Gibbons brought the crowd to near feverish pitch when he hit the hot-button issue of abortion. "I want to know how these very people who are against war because of loss of life can possibly be the same people who are for abortion. They're the same people who are for animal rights, but they're not for rights for the unborn." He said that they are the same people who wanted to go to Iraq and become human shields for the enemy. "It's just too damn bad we didn't buy them a ticket. If they want to be human shields, I say let them serve the men and women of honest integrity that epitomize courage and embody the spirit of freedom by wearing the proud uniform of the United States military." Ooh, that's a real rafter raiser, a real barn burner, right? The only problem is the speech was stolen. Thanks to my friends at liberalpatriots.com, the speech is word for word of one given in 2003 by Alabama State Auditor Beth Chapman at a Stand Up America rally. Remember those? Huh? The Elko Daily Free Press reports, quote, Chapman's speech is 21 paragraphs in length, of which Gibbons used 15 paragraphs word for word in his Lincoln Day address. Well, that part's not surprising. All Republicans, especially those elected to public office, are liars, cheats, thieves, and killers. All Republicans elected to public office. And most Republicans who are not elected to public office. So it's no surprise that Representative Gibbons, I love that name. Oh, God. It's no surprise that he stole his little barn burner of a speech. It's no surprise that the speech is laced with lies and distortions. And it's no surprise that the willfully ignorant who gathered for the Lincoln Day dinner applauded him and cheered him on and worked itself into a feverish pitch when he hit the hot-button issue of abortion. None of that is a surprise at all. None of it. This is where we are. This is where the United States of America has arrived in the year 2005. It's pretty spooky stuff. But as Jennifer said, writing from down under, hey, maybe all liberals or Democrats or progressives have done for the past 70 years is just hold back the tide a little longer. And maybe this is just the natural downward descent, that's kind of redundant, Mike, of the United States of America. This is what is to become of us, to totally devolve into a corporate slash fascist slash religious, I prefer the term religio-fascist state. Maybe that's been the destiny of the United States from the beginning. And that those liberals and progressives and Democrats who kind of understood this and said, no, this was a grand experiment. Let's try to keep it as alive as long as possible. So it's been alive for almost 240 years. Maybe it needs to die. Maybe it is time. Maybe it's time to die. Maybe it's time to, not to give up. I'm not saying give up. I'm not trying to be defeatist here. But to give in to the arc of history that this country may have been placed upon at the very beginning. You know, keep in mind how we started out. You know, we had to amend over and over and over and over again what the founders, what the framers came up with. We had to do it. So maybe the original framers were nothing but crypto-Nazis all the way back at the end of the 18th century. Would that be a surprise? I don't know. I don't know anymore. You know, I keep thinking, you know, I've told you before, I've got a 7-month-old daughter, and my next youngest up the chain is 26. So they've all had their high school history. What the hell is 7-month-old Molly, if she gets to high school in this country, what is she going to learn about American history? What are they going to be teaching 13 years from now, 14 years from now, in American history? I don't know. Do you have children? Do you have a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old who is going to hit that wall in the next decade? That wall of you're going to send your kid off to a public school whose teachers are totally intimidated by these Nazi Christian fakes. What's your kid going to learn in school about the creation of the universe, creation of the earth? What's your kid going to learn about science or biology? Man. Anyway, thanks, Robin, for the thing about Gibbons' speech was stolen. No surprise there. No surprise there at all. Now, the bankruptcy thing, let me just touch on this because we're going to get to phone calls for the rest of the program. As you know, the Senate is very close to passing a so-called bankruptcy reform bill. This is something the credit card companies and the banks have been pushing for what, 7, 8, 9 years, to make it almost impossible for people to file bankruptcy. It's going to be so difficult for low-income people, for elderly people, people on fixed incomes, sick people who have seen their assets sucked into the healthcare industrial complex in this country. The Senate voted 59-40 yesterday to reject a Democratic amendment that would have allowed old people to get special homestead exemptions to keep their homes when they file for bankruptcy. Now, currently, those kinds of exemptions are determined by the states. See, this government, this Bush Nazi gang, claims it's federalist. Federalist means federation of states, not a lot of power in the central government. Do you understand what Bush has done? What these so-called federalists have done? They have taken what power that did reside in the states and are in the process of collecting it into Washington, D.C., into the executive branch of government. And they claim to be federalists. More on this bankruptcy thing here in a moment, and then we're going to do nothing but phone calls for the rest of the show. So if you've been waiting patiently online, we're coming. We're coming, I promise. But now you got to crawl.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Labor leaders meeting here in Las Vegas like AFSCME's Gerald McEntee say that workers are under attack as never before.
These are the darkest days that at least I have ever seen for American workers.
As the Labor Federation's Executive Council leaders hold spirited, even raucous Las Vegas closed-door sessions to resolve reform issues, labor leaders like CWA's Larry Cohen warn against undercutting the Federation's power by cutting its budget in half, as some unions want to do.
That proposal can't be implemented. You cripple the Federation. And I'll be blunt. There's no point beating around the bush.
AFL-CIO Organizing Director Stuart Acuff says a couple of things are crucial for the labor movement.
Two things are critical. One is building the capacity of unions to organize, and two, restoring democracy in the workplace.
AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says some of the reform measures on the table will be approved before the labor leaders leave Las Vegas, but others will be left for the July convention in Chicago. Support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, maybe we can get this bankruptcy thing next hour when we're doing phone calls here. But also turned down was a Democratic proposal that focused on people whose significant medical expenses for illness forced them to file bankruptcy. So they want to deny old people homestead exemptions. To keep their homes, some states where the fat cats live, like Texas and Florida, their homes are sheltered. But this law would say, nope, sorry. It goes on and on. I just wonder how much longer the people who voted for Bush, so many people who voted for Bush, are going to be affected by this if it passes. If you voted for Bush... I can't say it. Even if somebody voted for Bush, you can't hope that they go bankrupt and lose their house. I mean, you can't do that. You can't feel that way. But what I do hope is that if something unexpected happens in their family that causes a horrendous financial disaster, and they try to take the reasonable way out and realize that the door has been locked by the Bush crime family, and there is no way out. The only way out is reserved for those people, those corporations, those executives, that top 2 or 3% in this country who support him. The rest of the people, no, the door is slammed. There's no way out. Now, a couple of emails here I want to get in before the break. This is from Lisa. Mike, my son's birthday, 17th birthday is today. He's thinking about girls he likes. He's thinking about the money he got for his birthday. He's thinking about the prom and his Xbox. I'm his crazy liberal mother, and I'm thinking about his life. How very short it might be. He wants to join the Marines. You see, someone came to his school and told him he can get the money his father and I can't give him for college. They never told him he could die. It's like Nintendo, only... you die. How do you tell a teenager we're at war and it's not a video game? Well, Lisa, you and your husband's work is cut out for you. I hope you stop this kid. But my son Chris, who is now a firefighter over here in South Carolina, when he was, how old, Kathy? He was 20. He wanted to join the Navy. And I had him talk to my brother-in-law, who was a lieutenant in the Navy, naval officer. 2 tours in Vietnam and 2 years in shore duty in Italy. And I said, Chris, call Uncle Ken and tell him you want to join the Navy. Chris decided not to join the Navy. And this was just prior to Bush. I've said before, I think with glaring exceptions, and I understand the history, I know, but there are honorable traditions in the U.S. military. They're in there. You have to look, but you'll find them. their acts of real heroism. But the Bush crime family has turned the United States military and all of its branches into nothing but a modern-day copy of the SS. Bush has taken an honorable institution, for the most part, like the U.S. military, and turned it into something that attacks for no reason, that kills for no reason, that bombs and destroys for no reason, that can be justified in the sense of war. It's done because Bush can do it. And that's all. And Laura in Yonkers writes, the only reason fascism ever exists is because of massive campaigns of disinformation with the active complicity of the media. Every fascist experiment in the history of the world has ultimately failed. All the formerly fascist nations are becoming democracies in some form or another. Thus, in reality, democracy appears to be the natural state of humankind. Just a little hopefulness for you tonight. That's from Laura and Yonkers. I understand that. I understand the history. But to me, fascism, prior to the Bush crime family, has always been a work in progress. It's always been an experiment. It's always been, let's see how far we can go. You know, the Spanish did it this way, and then the Italians did it this way, and then in the meantime, the Japanese were doing it, and then the Spanish said, let's do it. And then the Germans got into it, and then the Chileans got into it. And it's always been, as far as I'm concerned, Laura, a work in progress. Nobody has ever perfected it because nobody has ever come up with the perfect police state. They've had elements of it. Well, the external attack. Well, the internal attack. The enemy within. The enemy without. The immigrants. Well, values are declining. Well, God or Jesus or somebody wants us to do this. Wants to do all these little bits and pieces. And it appears to me that the Bush crime family is the first one to gather in all the bits and pieces and to put them all into play at the same time. Now, is fascism a natural state? I don't know. I'm not a cultural anthropologist, and I don't play one on the radio. The sociology to me was something I never paid that much attention to in class. I don't know. I don't know what is a natural state in terms of self-government. I have no idea. I really don't. I think we have tried, haven't we tried just about everything? Everything from feudalism to parliamentary government. Haven't we just tried about everything? And this is what it comes down to. The Bush crime family is taking the worst pieces of all these failed attempts to put together fascism, and they're coming up with American fascism, and it's pretty damn scary, isn't it? Huh? Maybe within the next few years we'll have a funeral in this country. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is citing progress in the global terror war. After a visit to CIA headquarters, Bush said there have been great successes despite the failure to find fugitive terror leader Osama bin Laden.
This country of ours will continue to do our duty, which is to find terrorists, bring them to justice through good intelligence and the hard work of some brave souls, and at the same time work to spread freedom and liberty around the world.
The Bush administration has been criticized for not finding bin Laden since the 9/11 attacks. The president vowed to continue being relentless in pursuit of terrorists, and he cautioned against complacency in the global terror war. Adventurer Steve Fawcett became the first person to pilot a plane solo, nonstop, around the world without refueling. His single-engine jet-powered experimental aircraft touched down at a Salina, Kansas airport shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, about 67 hours after he took off from the same airstrip Monday night. Fawcett says he came close to scrapping the mission.
Lost 2,000 pounds of fuel somewhere. That would seem to rule out the possibility of getting around the world. But we implemented fuel conservation measures, flying slower, more carefully with the fuel, and managed to put it all together.
Fawcett stepped out of his cramped cockpit after nearly 3 days in the air and said he feels very lucky to have achieved his ambition. President Bush travels to New Jersey and Indiana later today to pitch Social Security reform. Correspondent Terry Moore says it's the start of a vigorous campaign to build public support for reforms.
The campaign-style blitz covers about 60 stops in 60 days.
We are going to be blanketing the country.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan notes the president will not be making all the stops by himself. He'll have plenty of help from Vice President Cheney and other key administration officials.
Talking with the American people and educating them about what those problems are facing Social Security and the need to act on a solution this year.
Now, the president has offered few specific proposals other than a call for private savings accounts for younger workers. Pressed about more specifics, McClellan said the first step is to define the problem. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
For the first time in 5 years, the U.S. Army was unable to meet its most recent recruiting goals. Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita says they're taking a proactive approach to meet the demand.
They've increased the number of recruiters by about 20% in the United States Army. They've added about 950-960 recruiters to the total recruiting force. So it is something that we're focused on.
DeRita says all branches of the armed forces are continually reviewing their recruitment policies and the incentive programs needed to enlist new soldiers, airmen, sailors, and Marines. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. There's a big difference between the right and left. Conservatives go from fear to anger to control. Liberals go from fear to anger to guilt to acceptance to tolerance. Maybe that's one of the reasons we can't win a national race. Michael Tomasky from the American Prospect will join us with some ideas on how to fix it. Plus, Rapture Watch on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. We've been, you all have been very patient. Well, I've been rattling on tonight. Once again, I get worked up. I really do. I never thought that when I got to be my age, I would get this worked up over the possibility that my country was going to so radically and horribly be changed by people who have no business even being in office, much less altering the political makeup of the country that I was born in, the country that I love, the country that my kids and grandkids live in. I just, and now that I see it happening, yeah, I get pretty carried away. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah. I'd like to discuss and bring to your attention with respect to the swearing in of Michael Chertoff as the new head of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to discuss and bring to your attention just how anti-civil liberties Michael Chertoff is, especially with respect to Muslim and Arab men. And there's even a Newsday article related to this.
Yeah. I think we talked about it before he was confirmed by the Senate.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. In this Newsday article, which actually, it's still relevant. It goes, and anyone can get it from www.newsday.com. It actually goes back to January 13th, but it's still relevant because what it says is that civil libertarians say Chertoff stretched and sometimes went beyond the law, and they even have a member of the ACLU, Gregory Nojem.
Uh-huh.
They quote him. They say, he says, Chertoff, quote, advocated using the material witness statute to detain suspects the government had no probable
right.
cause to hold for a crime, which is obviously a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which we know the Bush administration doesn't care about.
Right.
And you even have a Kate Morton, she's the executive director of the Center for National Security Studies, which does not sound like a liberal organization to me. Even she criticized Chertoff in this article for allowing mass arrests of young Arab and Muslim men that were not based on suspicion of terrorism, but rather were discriminatory and based on religion and nationality. And, I mean, this is just outrageous, of course. This man, what's even more outrageous is how many people in the, how many Democrats in the Senate confirmed him. Virtually everyone except one in Montana voted for him. This Montana Democrat, his last name is Backus, he decided not to vote, and all inspectors decided not to vote, but everyone else voted for him. And yet even the Justice Department Inspector General, Glenn Fine, according to this article, issued two critical reports about the roundup and detention of Arab and Muslim men, and the 911 Commission said the arrests of hundreds of them had unearthed no terrorists. No terrorists.
Right, nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, Americans who are not Arab or Muslim, I'm not Arab or Muslim myself, but I don't know what it is in America now that if somebody is not a member of your group and they're being persecuted or discriminated against in some way, there's not enough empathy with them. There's not enough realization that what happens to your neighbor today can happen to you tomorrow.
And that's very dangerous because remember what Martin Niemöller.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. That was right.
What he said in Germany all those years ago, you know, they came for the trade unionists and I did nothing because I wasn't a trade, and so on and so on and so on until they finally came for him and there was nobody left.
There was nobody left to speak up. That's exactly
what
he said. Yeah.
That's right. Well, you know, the government in this country has had a kind of a warm up, a kind of rehearsal for the rounding up of Muslim and Arab men. In the kinds of sweeps that they used to perpetrate against black men in this country.
Exactly. It reminds me that the kind of ethnic profile is sort of an ethnic profiling of Arab and Muslim men that reminds me of the racial profiling that they used to do, and they still do, but probably...
Yeah, it's still done. Now, they being the authorities, don't round up 1,500 black men and put them in prison, for months at a time. But they got their experience using Americans of African descent.
Yeah.
That's where they got their experience and where they continue to fine-tune it today.
Yeah, and it almost seems the way. And I say shame on some of the so-called liberals early on when they first heard there was going to be ethnic profiling of Arab and Muslim men. A lot of these people had even opposed the racial profiling of African Americans. But then, when they heard after 9/11 there was going to be ethnic profiling of Arabs and Muslims, they said, "Okay, well that doesn't bother us so much." And after 9/11. We can do this. And we have to remember the words of Benjamin Franklin, too, who reminded us that something to the effect that they that can give up liberty to obtain a little temporary greater safety and security deserve neither safety nor security.
And usually wind up with neither either.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, thank you. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Jeff is calling from New Hampshire. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I appreciate your show. I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to call. I'm a Republican. I have voted that way for a long time, and I had actually called when you were talking about the pain research and the new weapons that they're coming up with that. And I wanted to let you know that not all Republicans are for torture. You had said that. I am not. I hate the extraordinary rendition, you know, policy. That's just, I hate it. It makes me absolutely sick.
Well, if what you're saying is true, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, see, I believe that all Republicans are for torture, but I also believe that all Republicans are inherent liars.
Well, I probably
no, I really do.
You or cheat you or murder you.
No, but you support those who do. That makes you complicit in the act. Just like the people of Germany who did nothing in the 30s during the rise of Nazism.
Actually, Mike, I mean, if you read the article, The Outsourcing Torture, I mean, I think that's where you're getting most of your information in
no.
The New Yorker.
No,
or
I'm not.
Jane Mayer, she did a great article in The New Yorker about
what I'm getting my information from, to use your term, is just watching how Republicans react since the stories about Abu Ghraib and the stories about Guantanamo and the stories about shipping people to Egypt and Syria and Jordan for torture. And after those stories came out, Republicans gained offices or gained seats in the House and the Senate, and the psychopath in the White House was reelected. So, let me finish the thought. So, therefore, anyone who voted Republican in this last election, in fact, does support torture because the torture was ordered by the Republicans who control the highest offices in this country. So don't expect me to listen to... Look, are you Catholic?
Yes.
Okay, go to your priest and confess. Don't come to me. That's what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to explain. I mean, the Extraordinary Rendition was actually started in 1996. I mean, in the article that was written by Jane Mayer, she says that Richard Clark had gone to his superiors, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, this is not a Bush creation. This is an American creation that has happened before the Bush administration. And I hate it. I don't agree with it. I think that it's completely wrong.
Well, I disagree with Jane Mayer, her article. I disagree with her position that the idea of torture as official U.S. policy was sanctioned in 1996.
I'm sorry. I may have misrepresented it. Her position is that sending prisoners to a third country to be tortured was started in the 90s.
This would be an absolute newsflash for me.
I'm sorry. No, she quotes Dick Clark as saying that when asking the Clinton administration about what to do, the CIA head at that time had said, you know, do what you need to do. Send them where they need to be sent. That's my reading.
And who was sent?
Low-level terrorists. I mean, they were...
I'm trying to get a handle on this.
Yes.
Who was sent during the Clinton years to foreign countries to be tortured?
I don't have an answer.
Well, does Mayer in her article, do you remember whether or not she mentions, I mean, I'm trying to figure out from what action against the United States we had people rounded up to send to other countries.
She says that...
Well, let me put you on hold. I'll come back and pick up on the other side of this this break, because I've not heard of this. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like...
Did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour, we're talking with Jeff, who has called in from New Hampshire. Jeff, during the break, I took a look at Jane Mayer's article. I don't know if you read it correctly or not. Let me quote something. She writes, "What began as a program aimed at a small, discrete set of suspects, people against whom there were outstanding foreign arrest warrants, came to include a wide and ill-defined population that the administration terms illegal enemy combatants." Now, you left that part out.
Well, no, I didn't mean to. I mean, what I'm...
Okay, what we are doing now is not arresting people who have outstanding foreign warrants. We're scooping people up anywhere on the planet and sending them to countries with whom we have some sort of non-aggression pacts that will then torture them.
Well, here's the here's
so that's
the point.
A little bit different from what you from what you said.
Back in 1995, I mean, I'm quoting from Jane's article. She says in 1995 that she quotes a gentleman named Michael Schur, who was a former CIA counter-agent terrorism, whatever, guy. He says in 1995, the Schur said American agents proposed the rendition program to Egypt. And so there we have the progression to a third country known for...
Okay, well, now hold on a second. It also says on September 13th, 1995, U.S. agents helped kidnap Talat Fouad Qassem, one of Egypt's most wanted terrorists, in Croatia.
Uh-huh. Right. What I'm saying is that...
Okay, well, no way. I know what you're saying, and what you're saying is not what the Bush crime family is doing. Now, when you first started out, you made it sound as though during the Clinton years that we had decided, or someone in the Clinton administration had decided, that it was okay to snatch people who had not even been accused of anything, much less convicted or had warrants out, and send them off for torturing.
That's not exactly true. Right. That's exactly right.
No, but that's not what Jane Mayer says in her article.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it is.
Well, oh, Jesus. All right. Show me the sentence where it says that.
I'm sorry. I'll have to email you. I'm sorry. I was...
No. Email me my ass. Now, you're making a charge on this. You're making a charge on this program, and I'm refuting you word for word, line for line. Now, either back up your charge, or admit that you're another right-winger who calls a program, tries to make a point, and can't, hoping that the talk host will go, oh, well, I didn't know that. Now... be honest. If the least you can do, Jeff, is be honest. I will give you the next 45 minutes to find the sentence that you claim Jane Mayer wrote.
Okay, Mike, I'll be...
Now, I'll put you on hold and come back to you every 10 minutes until you find it. You go on hold now. Now, I'll check back every 10 minutes, Jeff, to see if you found the sentence. You see, this is what happens, right? This is what happens. I wonder if Jeff will find the sentence. Here's the sentence. What began as a program aimed at a small, discreet set of suspects, people against whom there were outstanding foreign arrest warrants, came to include a wide and ill-defined population that the Bush administration terms illegal enemy combatants. Many of them have never been charged with any crime. An expert on international law who helped prepare a report on renditions issued by New York University Law School, New York City Bar Association, estimates that 150 people have been rendered since 2001. And then it goes on to say this, Jane Mayer's article, although the full scope of the extraordinary rendition program isn't known, several recent cases have come to light that may well violate U.S. law. In 1998... Congress passed legislation declaring that it is, quote, the policy of the United States not to expel, extradite, or otherwise effect the involuntary return of any person to a country in which there are substantial grounds for believing the person would be in danger of being subjected to torture, regardless of whether the person is physically present in the United States, end quote. So it appears to me, Jeff, that in the mid-90s or the late-90s, the United States passed legislation specifically prohibiting what Bush has done. Now, further into Jane Mayer's article, she says the Bush administration's redefinition of the standards of interrogation took place almost entirely out of public view. One of the first officials to offer hints of the shift in approach was Kofor Black, who was then in charge of counterterrorism at the CIA. On September 26, 2002, he addressed the House and Senate Intelligence Committee and stated that the arrest and detention of terrorists was, quote, a very highly classified area. He added, quote, all you need to know is that there was a before 9/11 and there was an after 9/11. And after 9/11, the gloves came off. End of quote. He wants to know, he wants it his way. But there's a woman on my ground. She sits there, she's not grown still. But she says, please, he's gonna take away his license.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or a partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. ChildAbuseUnit.com.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip for me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Unfiltered.
Often, you know, people somehow think the world is inside their own head. To actually infringe upon anybody else that might not have anything to do with it or might be unclear about anything that's on your agenda is just kind of like selfish. We have to, you know, kind of like share this place, so I'm not really feeling you right now.
Yeah.
And often, you know, that comes with some maturity when people realize that you're going to be here, you're going to be out of here.
You're going to live with the consequences of this, yeah, for the rest of your life.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 26 before the hour. Let's check back in with Jeff in New Hampshire and see if he's found the part of the article about Jane Mayer yet. Did you find the sentence yet?
I have not.
Well.
But my original point, actually, was to say that this precedent of sending people that we think are terrorists to a third country was not implemented by the Bush administration.
But yes, it was. There is a difference. Now, in the article that you in the article that you wanted to quote to me from, and from which you cannot find the core of your argument.
I can actually.
That article says. Let me quote. For you, since you can't seem to find it.
Don't quote for everybody else. Don't quote for me. I've read it. Yes.
Well, but since you can't seem to find the very core of your argument in the article, okay, I won't quote it. But I will tell you what happened was, in the late 90s, the CIA came up with a plan to snatch possible terror suspects against whom warrants or trials in absentia had already been conducted.
Right, but if you read on page 110, the third paragraph down, they talk about the bombing of the Kenyan and Tanzanian embassies. And if you go back to there, they started snatching up possible, you know, people involved with that days after that had happened, and they went to Cairo.
Who started snatching up?
The CIA is what the article implements. I really would like to get to my first question.
Well, no, wait. No, we're not finished with this yet.
Okay,
do you see a difference between do you see a difference?
That we would take any part in this whatsoever. I think that this is completely.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. No. What I'm trying to ask you, do you see a difference between the CIA working in conjunction with terrorist regimes like Egypt, like Syria, like Jordan, regimes that practice torture, the CIA working with them to take their nationals back to their country where there is torture? Do you see a difference between that and the highest law enforcement officer in the United States saying it's now official U.S. policy to allow torture?
It is horrific and awful. Yes.
Okay, well then please, for heaven's sake, I don't know what your motive was in calling and saying Jane Mayer said that this policy had been in effect since the mid-90s, when in fact it has not.
Well, my point was that the practice of taking a person to a third-party country for, quote, interrogation.
But that's still not true. If Egypt has an arrest warrant on somebody and we return the person to Egypt, that's not a third party. Now the fact that Egypt tortures is horrendous. But and the fact that we turn them over is horrendous.
Yes.
But it's not a third country. What we are doing now, though, is turning people over. The people we've been handing off to Syria and Jordan and Egypt now are not people who are wanted in those countries. They're not people who have indictments or warrants against them anywhere. We just send them there specifically to be tortured. That is a Bush crime family policy.
That is not a 21st century invention. That's been going on for...
Oh, stop. Don't go wobbly on me now, okay? We're talking about Bush. Yeah, I know. Back in the Roman Empire days, they did it then, too. What attorney general? What? No. Jeff, come on. Don't be an ass now, okay? What attorney general? What attorney general of the United States in the past have you known about before Gonzales sanctioned torture and tried to circumvent the U.S. Constitution and the Geneva Convention? Name him.
How about Ed Meese with his...
Ed Meese, my ass. Ed Meese was nothing but a two-bit criminal. Who did Ed Meese send off to another... When did Ed Meese say torture is now official U.S. policy?
How about...
Okay, that's enough. Jeff, thanks. I appreciate it now. Adios. Have a nice night. I've played with you enough. You people are nuts. For a minute there, I thought you might be able to make a case for your argument. I give you half an hour. I went through the entire article online. The sentence you're talking about or the part you're talking about doesn't exist. Of course it doesn't. It never exists for you people. You will take something that is remotely, possibly, maybe connected to an idea of thought, and you try to make a concrete connection, and there is none. Ed Meese sanctioned torture. Ed Meese was a two-bit punk-ass, cheap-shot, lousy attorney general. And I don't remember any time when Ed Meese said that the Geneva Convention was quaint and didn't apply. And as far as I know, the only war that we were in when Ed Meese was in office was when we had 264 United States Marines blown to pieces in Lebanon because they were ordered to have, first of all, to be bivouacked in an area that guaranteed they would be blown up, and secondly, they were ordered not to have weapons that were loaded. That was a Reagan policy. Now stop it, Jeff. I give you half an hour to find your key sentence. Well, Mike, did you know that this is nothing new? This is sanctioned back in the 90s. No, it wasn't. There was an agreement back in the 90s between the CIA that they would snatch people in this country or that country if the country wanting the snatching done had a legitimate warrant. Now, is a warrant legitimate if it comes from a terrorist government like Egypt? That's not for me to say. The Geneva Conventions would say the warrant was legitimate, if it says anything at all about it. I guess not Geneva Convention. International law. If country A issues a death sentence or tries somebody in absentia, now you can make a case, and I'm sure Amnesty or Human Rights Watch could make a case, that any death sentence opposed for political activity is illegal, immoral, and unjust. And I agree with that. But like most Republicans, Jeff, you take a tiny little element of possible truth in a sentence and blow it so out of proportion as to render your point of view meaningless. It is the Bush crime family, unique in American history, that has decided they can pick up somebody in Afghanistan and send them to Syria for torture with no warrant, no indictment, no conviction, nothing. That is unique in American history, Jeff. It has never been done before. And no attorney general, not even Ed Meese, ever declared the Geneva Conventions to be inoperative where it concerns our activity on a battlefield. And no administration has ever come up with the term illegal combatant to justify that broaching of the Geneva Conventions. So stop it, Jeff. Get a brain. Stop listening to Limbaugh and Fox and stop thinking that because you don't support torture, you're a good Republican. No, you're not. You're a typical Republican. It just irritates the hell out of me. It really does. All right. Of course, the irony here is the New Yorker article that Jeff was trying to quote from is very critical of the Bush administration and the way it's taken a former unsavory, shall we say, CIA practices to the extreme, circumventing the Geneva Convention, calling in anyone and everyone they don't like an enemy combatant and therefore eligible for torture. So when you started your phone conversation with me, Jeff, you either deliberately started out trying to be deceptive or you don't understand what the hell you read. It can only be one of the two. And either way, I'm not interested. David is calling from Wisconsin. King David, our Woodstock Nation bureau chief. Boy, I haven't heard from you for a while. How you doing?
Surviving.
Well, that's good, David.
And I'm supposed to finish. I'm supposed to follow this. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Anyway, actually, this is more or less an example of what I called about.
Yeah.
If you think about it, in the past couple of weeks, I've been thinking a lot about this. It seems to me almost as if. And I hear a little bit of music.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm sorry, David. Hold on. We'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
For the best in truth-telling, independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read about an activist retirement home for radical seniors. See why statistics show that urban and suburban kids are equally likely to use drugs, fight, and steal. And read about two pranksters who publicly impersonate officials from the World Bank, McDonald's, and the Bush campaign. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over-the-counter at drugstores everywhere.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy. Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio?
No, I'm just feeling left out of the loop here in the production values of this program tonight. Credit where credit's due. The usual gang in New York with an addition, Ian Stark and Colin Tipton engineered the program in New York City tonight. Thanks, guys. Linda Blake, our associate producer, answered the calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, White Rose Society. Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and the people who keep the board lively at MikeMalloy.com. Thank you very much. And once again, for some updates on Randy, go to therandyroadshow.com and get the latest. I'll be sitting in for Randy on Monday again. Would have last Monday, but they had to make up the schedule. We weren't here, and the Monday prior to that, we were at a funeral. So we will be there this Monday. Okay, back to King David, who is our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief, and we very seldom hear from him anymore, but here he is calling in from Wisconsin. Hey, David, thanks for holding on.
Well, it's going to be a bit more frequent, and in fact, it is my dream now to finally some night actually get my voice on WLIB.
Oh, there you go. you have to, yeah, how long have you been holding?
Actually, I think maybe about an hour, 35 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I've got a bad reputation for doing that. But anyway, what you called about.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, it seems, now you and I just are, and most people I would assume that are listening to this program regularly, cannot relate to this nonsense that the Bushites are pulling.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me as if it's now increased to the point where eventually there's going to be enough frustration that it will lead at some point, unfortunately, to civil unrest, at which point Bush will say, thank you, Mr. Patriot Act.
Yeah.
I'll so much for the Constitution. I'll just go right ahead and declare martial law. Now, the thing is, I say this because it seems that looking back on the Nixon administration, to a certain extent, in 70, 71, 72, that was almost what he was doing. And it came very close in late 73, early 74 to the idea that Nixon would actually suspend the Constitution.
Well, that's I do remember, but the people around Nixon knew he was a megalomaniac, and they took away his power. Remember, Kissinger said to the Joint Chiefs, any order you get to attack any country, nuclear or non-nuclear, you see me before you do it, any order that comes from Nixon.
Right.
So there's nobody around Bush who would put the brakes on him the way some of these other killers put the brakes on Nixon. So I fear more now than I did in the period that you're talking about, because you know, to me, Nixon was a piker. He was a two-bit chump who was surrounded by advertising men, Haldeman and Ehrlichman, who kept feeding him nonsense, whereas Bush is surrounded by these neocons, these PNAC people, who are literally insane, who are political killers, who are mass murderers. Nixon didn't have Elliot Abrams. Nixon didn't have Negroponte. Nixon didn't have any of these people in these high positions of authority that Bush has. So I fear more now, and I agree with you. I think there's a very good possibility. If people took to the streets in this country in the wrong way, there would be a declaration of martial law. You know, I'm reminded of Tiananmen Square, what do they call it, People's Republic of China. The army always said it would never, ever, ever fire on Chinese citizens. And look what happened. So given the right circumstances, yeah, I can see Bush declaring martial law and, you know, these 22 and 23 and 24-year-old soldiers opening fire on people in the streets of D.C. or Dallas or Manhattan. And if that ever happens, then this country explodes. Right? Where'd David go? What the hell happened to David? Man, I'm sitting here just rattling on here. What, David? We lost him? Oh, jeez. I wonder if he was on his cell phone. Oh, God. All right. Well, it's been a spooky night. I don't know. We don't have time to take him. Do we have time to take him? We do? All right. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Hey.
You were driving me crazy because I was saying, my gosh, I have something so important to tell you.
Okay, well, I apologize, and we're almost out of time. Tell it.
I know. I'm watching the minutes there. I just got back from a cooperative meeting. You know who I am. I've called you before.
Yes.
I live on a cooperative of 32 acres, and we have 7 households here, and we always share in common everything we do.
Right.
It's not a commune.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cooperative. We're legal. I just came back from a meeting where we basically were deciding issues. And what we were doing, and what we're doing, is local community government.
Right.
This is how you will answer the question about how do we find a means to actually create a government that works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What you do with this, on this level, we don't move from consensus until we have it. What you do from that is you have a number of communities like this, and then you have somebody who represents those communities and create a consensus from that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they do in the Panamanian Indian community, as a matter of fact.
Well, I wish...
how you create a perfect society.
I wish we had more time to talk about it. Can you call back in, Joy?
I will call back tomorrow night.
All right, that sounds good. We'll talk tomorrow. Take care. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry, but we're just flat out of time here. Thanks to everybody who participated. I appreciate it. If any more of you right-wing lurkers, you Republicans, want to take a shot like Jeff did tonight, just please, please have your facts right. That's all I ask. Just have your facts right. I know that's difficult. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now.